Captain Guot Guota called the Northern Bahrol Ghazali State Police spokesperson, says hundreds of young people had organized a party to celebrate a football victory in Mariam Payam of Will West County on Saturday.
There was an explosion in the party, which claimed the two lives and that nine people injured. But we still, the investigation committee has been formed to develop what happened, to find what exactly happened. Until the investigation committee will come out with the accurate information, we will still just confirm that the explosion happened in the morning of 15th, around 5 a.m.
Accol says three police officers were critically injured. The injured include 16 children aged between 11 and 16. He says police are investigating the blast and searching for suspects, including a soldier from the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF, Wounded Heroes Unit. There are other reports it was caused by a grenade, but Accol says there are other possibilities.
According to information, they said that it is a wounded hero, a wounded soldier, that is being suspected by the victims that he's the one behind it. But you feel the authorities there and the team that went has it that it is just like an exploitation of two generators that exploded. There is no any lead indication that it is a hand grenade. So these two conflicting information, we cannot ignore it anyway. We will bring in that suspect for investigation. It is the court now to decide what to do with it.
Accol says preliminary police findings indicate that the chief suspect was chased from the party after causing problems in the crowd. The soldier then allegedly went home and came back with two hand grenades and exploded one in the crowd. He says those injured are now receiving treatment at a Will Civil Hospital. William Anyuan, the Northern Bahrol Ghazali State Information Minister and chair of a committee investigating the incident, says two people, a soldier and a police officer, have been detained.
But the government is seriously investigating the issue. Some of such people are arrested, and we are now still investigating the case. We urge our people to be vigilant. You know, this issue of grenade explosion has not been here in our state, and if some elements have that behavior within the community, we will find them out. We will eliminate them out, and we will get a solution to it. We know very well that this grenade is a dangerous weapon that could not be within the community. It should be with combat. So we are urging our people that the government is taking care of this, and it is now, we put it into our attention that we did know that there are some element of the people within the community that are this behavior. So we are urging our people to remain calm, and we will take care of this so that it will not repeat itself.
There have been other grenade explosions across South Sudan in recent years. A 13-year-old boy was killed and his two sisters injured after a grenade explosion in Nyamlil area of Will West County of Northern Bahrol Ghazali State in February last year. Their father, an SSPDF officer, reportedly had left the grenade in a bag and the children mistook it for a toy. And in March, two people died after a man threw a grenade into a bus parking area in Rumbek town of Lakes State. According to the United Nations Mine Action Service, more than 5,000 South Sudanese, including 249 children, have been killed or injured by landmines and exploded ordnance since 2004. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.